Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 343, and following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 343. I am not asked to make a sacrifice, to find the mercy and the peace of God. The end of suffering cannot be loss. The gift of everything can only be gain. You, Father, only give. You never take away. And you created me to be like you. So sacrifice becomes impossible for me as well as you. I too must give, and so all things are given unto me forever and forever. As I was created, I remain. Your Son can make no sacrifice, for he must be complete, having the function of completing you. I am complete because I am your Son. I cannot lose, for I can only give, and everything is mine eternally. Amen. The mercy and the peace of God are free. Salvation has no cost. It is a gift that must be freely given and received. And it is this that we would learn today. I am not asked to make a sacrifice to find the mercy and the peace of God. As I reread and contemplate this lesson, I recognize in it the logic that Jesus lays out. That it's impossible for there to be loss or sacrifice when I have everything eternally. There can be no loss. It doesn't make any sense. And this concept or idea of loss is just an ego mechanism. It's not the truth. The mercy and the peace of God are free. There's no cost in it. Because I have everything, I have the mercy and the peace of God. What I have, I give, and what I give, I receive. There is no loss in that. Holy Spirit, inner guide, help me today when I am believing in the concept of loss. Help me to recognize it's simply a false belief, that there is no truth in it. In this present moment, right now, I have everything eternally. everything that is real I have eternally. Help me to recognize when I am believing in what is not true, what is not real, what is simply imagination. Help me to recognize that the belief in loss within the illusion is all just illusion. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the body, relaxing into a comfortable position. And we relax the mind by taking a few deep breaths, bringing ourselves into the current moment. Allowing ourselves to leave the imagination alone. Letting go of all the concepts, the past learning, the idea of time. For the next few minutes, we lay aside all that we have learned. And we notice that laying aside all that we have learned, all the concepts, all the beliefs, that in laying these all aside, we can sink into a peacefulness. Without the past or the future, simply being in the present moment, without any constraints, without any preconceived ideas, any contriving of what it should be, letting all of those things just be there, just as they are, not us. We are before them. Could it be a sacrifice to let go of something that doesn't exist? Sitting in the present moment, allowing yourself to remain in the present moment. the mind wants to be active, turn inwards. Notice the body sensations. Notice the breath in and out. And notice any emotions. Noticing that these emotions are not you, you're aware of them. Aware of them, but they're not you. And notice the thoughts. Being aware of being aware of the thought and simply letting it go. Choosing to stay in the present moment. Not caught up in thoughts of past or future. But staying present in this moment right now. Thank you for joining with me today in recognizing there's no sacrifice needed to find the peace of God, the peace of knowing the truth of what we are. Namaste.